The all-important Federal Salary Council met late Friday afternoon and made its recommendations to the president's pay agent about the future of the locality pay program, which covers most federal agencies. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco is there, and Whaley, hear what she found out.
The Federal Salary Council voted to add two new locality pay areas for 2018, Birmingham, Alabama, and San Antonio, Texas. And it also recognized this year's report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It measures the pay gap between federal employees and their counterparts in the private sector. This year's calculation is at about 34%. That's actually slightly down from previous year's estimates, where the pay gap has been at around 35%. I spoke with J. David Cox. He's the national president for the American Federation of Government Employees. He's also a member of the council.
Clearly, there's a reason why we have the Federal Salary Council to examine all these issues and to come up with solid recommendations. We are out there with the employees. We know the difficulties it is to recruit and retain good workers. So we will continue to lobby the president's pay agent to accept all of our recommendations and to enact them so that, number one, employees will be properly compensated and also will help with having the best and the brightest to work for the federal government.
And notice today that the 34% roughly pay gap between federal workers and the private sector, I think it's a little less than maybe previous years, but it's still relatively a high number.
It's a very high number, and I think if you listen to the testimonies that occurred today, many areas of the country are continuing to struggle to recruit and retain good workers for these jobs. And as we continue, a 34% pay gap is a significant pay gap. First off, federal employees are very dedicated individuals. Those of us that went to work for the federal government, as I did, we wanted to work for the government. I wanted to care for veterans at the VA. People believe in the mission of their agencies, but people have to be properly compensated and adequately compensated. And this pay gap, we enacted a law in the 90s that should have had that pay gap totally done away with, and we have not been successful. So AFG is looking forward to new administration, whoever that's going to be, to work with them very aggressively to try to move forward to close that pay gap, to compensate federal employees properly, and to do the right thing so that we have all the good people working for the federal government.
And you all have been very vocal in the past about a pay raise, really regardless of the locality rate. I think you all advocated for 5.3% this year. It didn't happen. Any plans looking for the future?
I can promise you, as the new Congress comes in, one of the first pieces of legislation you're probably going to see introduced is a new pay raise for federal employees that would be at least 5.3, possibly even more, because we continue to lose ground. There is more to catch up on. So no question, we're already lobbying very hard, and we'll be out there lobbying and looking forward to working with a new Congress to do the right thing by all federal workers.
Nine areas around the country submitted requests to the Federal Salary Council this year. They want the council to research their area and look at the number of employees and consider adding their location as a new locality pay area. Charleston, South Carolina was one of them this year, but the council voted no. Sean McBride works for the Army Corps of Engineers in Charleston. He's disappointed that the council won't look into their case.
Well, there's 42 federal agencies in the Charleston, North Charleston region, and they're having a lot of difficulties with recruiting, retaining, and relocating qualified candidates to take positions in our area because we are included in the rest of the United States pay area, and the cost of living in Charleston has risen tremendously in the last few years due to numerous delegations from magazines and about visiting and coming to our area. Housing prices and cost of living have risen exponentially while federal salaries have been frozen in most of that time. So we're having a lot of difficulty hiring highly qualified candidates to perform our missions and are taking extremely long time periods of time to fill our jobs, and that's impacting our mission abilities.
Can you tell us some of the agencies that you have in your area?
Yeah, we have a lot of agencies, some that have thousands of civilian employees, such as our Joint Base Charleston or Spey War, but then we have others that are in the more of the mid-range. We have the Veterans Administration, we have the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, we have a large variety. We have, you know, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. We have some agencies that only have two or three in people, but we have a lot of coastal organizations as well, and a lot of military that has civilian employees, such as the Coast Guards and the Air Force bases. And we have about 10,000 federal employees in our area that would be affected by this.
And so the council today voted no as far as consideration for, you know, another locality pay area. But any thoughts on kind of what your next steps will be, or what you'll take back to Charleston from this?
Yeah, we were disappointed that they had already made their decision before coming into this room. The working group that we don't know who is a part of that made this decision, and the council didn't seem to debate it any further. So we're disappointed in that we didn't see any sort of questions or recommendations from the council on ways to go forward, other than the one sentence that was included in their report that said to use special incentives to recruit people, which we indicated and showed through a survey conducted of our federal agency heads that we are doing, and it's not working. So at this point, we're going to do our best to try to see if we can find some more information on what we could do to make our proposal better, but we were, you know, disappointed in what direction we were given as to in order to help our proposal going forward.
Have you all thought about, it seems as if some of these areas, representatives from these areas that come in, the process takes a long time. I mean, we hear from some people that come back to these meetings for 5+ years. I mean, any thoughts on that? Or
yeah, this is our first time making a proposal to increase the locality pay or establish a separate locality pay for Charleston, South Carolina, but we do know that the process takes a long time, in that at a minimum, even if we were accepted, you know, on the first go-around, it's not that year that you get established, it's another year before you can get established. So you're looking at a minimum process of a year and a half, but we've never encountered anybody that's ever been successful on their first attempt to establish a new area. So we've talked to a number of places that have been successful in the last few years with their proposals. All of them said it took either 3 or 4 or 5 attempts, and then you still have to wait another year and a half before they would actually establish your rate. So it's a very long process that is, you know, employees are still being affected. We're losing employees. We're still not being able to bring them in, and it's hurting our missions even more.
McBride and his team in Charleston are in for a long process. The president's pay agent must first approve all recommendations that council makes, and that can take a long time. Some recommendations have been on the table for several years. In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to read Nicole's ongoing coverage at federalnewsradio.com.